We're closing out our tefillin series. I think this will be our last tefillin shiur after doing it for more than a year. I think about 30 plus shiurim. So the final question you have is, you have your lollipops, you have your sucking candies, you have your tzedaka change, you have your kids' candy wrappers, you have your parsha sheets, and you just want to stick them into your tefillin bag. Now, if you're married and you have a talus bag, so a bigger plastic bag, it's a lot easier, and we'll talk about that in a minute. The prime focus I want to talk about is if you're either a yeshiva guy, you know, unmarried, and you just have a tefillin bag, and you want to just have one bag, so you just want to slip it into the felt bag, or it's safer that way. No one could see it. Even if you have a big plastic bag, you don't want anyone to see your stash of lollipops, so you put them where your coins, and you put them in the actual tefillin bag itself, which is covered, permitted or not permitted. So the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, Sudur, you have a bag, the Azminei, La Meitzer, Beit Tefillin, it's designated for Tefillin, Olam, Vitzar Beit Tefillin, and you put Tefillin in it the first time, Osro, La Meitzer, Bozuzi. You're not going to put money into this bag at all going forward, because now it's designated and used as a Tefillin bag, can't put money into it at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chumrah after Chumrah, he says, even if the bag gets ruined, and it's no longer usable as a tefillin bag, still can't put money in it. Okay. Another halacha, it says in the Mishnah Berurah, another chumrah. V'chein shayr, huh?
Is it classified as kashrus?
Okay, so you're jumping, you're looking for heterim already. I'm talking about the chumras first, and then we'll come out, don't worry, we always end off with leniencies. But the chumras are, Mishnah Berurah seems to say, the bag itself is a tashmish to kedusha. It's a direct holder of a davar kadosh, the tefillin, and it would be also to put money. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, not only money, but even something of a lower kedusha level than tefillin. Let's say a sitter. Can you put your little sitter into that tefillin bag? I'm being very careful what I'm talking about, the felt bag of your tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that would be forbidden as well. So what are some leniencies? So leniency number one, which I've already alluded to a couple of times so far, but I'll just read it to you quite clearly. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'tashmish ditashmish ein bo kedusha klal." So here's your tefillin. It's in the tefillin bag. Bag is a tashmish. It's a holder of kedusha. Anything holding the holder is permitted. So the plastic bag holding the felt bag, holding the tefillin, it would be fine to put anything into the plastic bag holding the tefillin. However, there are some poskim, we look at the Sefer Meiroz, he cites the Sefer Karen and Dovin, I'm not sure who that is, who says that if you, really the bag, even though it's a tashmish, the plastic bag, still should be treated with a little bit left of kedusha. In other words, if you want to get rid of it, you have to redeem it for money. I've never seen anyone do that. So basically, the plastic bag, according to almost all poskim, is fine to do whatever you want. But what about the felt tefillin bag? That would seemingly be tashmish de kedusha, which would be usher to have money inside the bag. Any other heterim? So the Ramas pipes up and says, well, im hisna alav mitechila b'chol inyan shari. The first time, as a 13-year-old, I promise you, as a 13-year-old, you're not thinking about this at all, but as a 13-year-old, the first time you put your tefillin in, on that day of your bar mitzvah, or a month before your bar mitzvah, 2 months before your bar mitzvah, you put it in. If you make a tenai, a condition that says, I don't want to designate this bag for tefillin exclusively, then anything could go in that bag. Raise your hand if you did that as a bar mitzvah boy. Shockingly, no one, it'll get out of here. It's tzaddik, yeah?
Our Rebbe taught us
the Talmud. Your Rebbe taught you that? Okay. Wow. My Rebbe did not teach that to me. Yeah, so that's, so I knew you were going to ask that. There, I saw postcom say, no, that doesn't count, because they can't ask for it for you. So the first second, I'm not sure if your bite is already in there, you have to take it out immediately. I would say the first time you put the tefillin back in there, even if you're practicing with it, so then unless your Rebbe told you at that point, you can't do it 2 weeks later, though. No, Ellie. It had to be the first day that you get it, and the first time you put it, otherwise it's too late. So we for have, all of us besides Ellie who didn't do that, yeah.
We have another problem. What about the box? I don't think
excellent.
The box back then either.
Oh, so 1 second. So now, well, you're getting into some leniencies over here. Up until now, it would be that unless you do a special tenai, a special condition when you put it in, it would be forbidden to put it into the actual tefillin bag itself. Fine. Comes along the Sefer Piskei Tshuva and wants to suggest, based on an earlier Baruch HaLacha, that says, well, 1 second. if the boxes themselves, in other words, the boxes themselves become a tashmish dikedusha. In other words, I've got my tefillin, I put them in that hard plastic box that we nowadays put our tefillin in. It's completely covered for the most part, except for the knot, and we'll talk about that knot problem in a second. But it's completely covered in the plastic box. Then you take the whole plastic box with the straps, put them into the felt tefillin bag. What happens to the felt tefillin bag? It becomes essentially a tashmish ditashmish. Everything gets knocked down one level. So if a box is, you can't keep money or a sucking candy in the box. But what you can do is put the box and keep a sucking candy or a money or a lollipop in your felt tefillin bag, he wants to suggest. Because the box is a tashmish to Kedusha. The felt bag is a tashmish tashmish. Comes along the Sanz Kleisenberg Rebbe and says, no way. No way. He says, the Pekissa tefillin atzmo. Neri says, no, it's a tashmish to Kedusha. Even if you tell me that the batim are covered with this hard plastic, he says, gam mikol makom, nevertheless, gam aretzuos yesh poskim desruei de'avegof kedusha. We learned a couple of weeks ago that the knots also have kedusha. So your knots covered in the plastic? Nope. The plastic box covers 90% of, 95% of the tefillin, but it doesn't cover the knot, you know, the kesher, in the corner of your tefillin. And that is going to go directly into the felt bag, assering the felt bag as a tashmish to Kedusha. So it comes out, there's a huge chumra of the Sanz Kleisenberg Rebbe, Divrei Yitziv. He wants to say that no, you can't rely on this leniency based on that earlier Baralacha that the boxes are a tashmish to Kedusha. That's fine, but that doesn't, you know, negate the fact that there's this knot, which is going directly in the bag, the usher to put lollipops in your felt bag. So are there any leniencies? So two weak leniencies. It doesn't help you with your lollipops, but it may help you with something else. So Vidirshu cites, Mishnah Berurah cites Rabbi Yashav, who apparently permitted putting a name card, like, you know, a little card with your name and your number, inside the tefillin bag. Number one, he says, relying on this svara that the boxes are v'tashmish v'kedusha, so your felt bag is only v'tashmish v'tashmish. Plus, he says, the name card is for the tefillin. So your lollipop are not for the tefillin. But the name card, maybe, is a leniency. Second hetter you could have is Alicha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman, is makel to put things which are for the tefillin in the tefillin bag. So again, it doesn't help you with your lollipop, but it helps you for what?
Siddur.
Siddur, I tried to write that, but then I'm like, maybe not the Siddur, I don't know. Siddur's not for the tefillin. You know what it's for? Yeah, what?
The mirror,
and I got one other one, yeah? The pen, yeah. So the pen and the die, those are four between the sitters for you. I don't know if you could extend it to a sitter. I think not. So the only other leniency I found.
That would help you in the outside.
I'd be the outside, yeah. The only other leniency to put a sitter in the plastic bag is based on one baralacha. We'll end with this baralacha. Baralacha is an interesting case if you have like a compartment within your bag. In other words, like two compartments within the felt bag. I've never seen this, but if you have two compartments, so you put the tefillin in one compartment, and then the second compartment, you could put something else, he says, because that second compartment was never designated for the tefillin. Yes, it's all the same bag, but since there are different sub-levels or different levels, different whatever, separation between it, the tefillin, now that extra part was never designated for tefillin. Based upon that, maybe you could suggest, and I saw Piskei Chuvos also wants to suggest this, and maybe without quoting anyone, but he says that our bags, since they're bigger than the tefillin, I don't know if that's the case. My felt bag is pretty small, but since they're bigger than the tefillin and they've got extra room in them, that extra room in the bottom of the tefillin bag, the felt bag, was never designated for the tefillin. It's a hard svara. And therefore you put a lollipop, you put a sucking candy, you put a quarter on the bottom of the tefillin bag, the felt bag, maybe you could say that part was never designated for the tefillin. That's a very, very hard leniency. The upshot I would suggest, based on my thought, is you would better not to place money or non-holy items in this actual tefillin bag. Probably better not to place a sitter, I wrote in there. Probably not as well. The only room to be lenient is maybe for this mirror, the die, to put it, the pen, whatever, to put it in the actual tefillin felt bag. Maybe there's room for leniency for that, based on Rav Shlomo Zalman. But even that, if you could put it in the plastic, it's not such a big deal. And that's probably best to do, is don't put anything in the plastic felt bag. Shkai.